Red Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Red Film Radio, this is Nico Comotti here at Venice 71, and today we had the pleasure to meet the directors Guillermo Arriaga, Bahman Gobadi, Mira Nair, and Alex de Iglesia, and also the producers Alex Garcia and Luca Sakoskin, which are all the minds and eyes and behind Words with Gods.
I remember at the one, I don't know, is it with the detail I can tell you or not, because I cannot remember. Mm-hmm. But I remember we had a very small conversation with Lucas and Guillermo, and it was 5 minutes. And he invited me to go. I said, hey, I love this subject because I'm in it, because the religion is our subject. And it's like the shadow all the time was with me, you know, when I was born. We had the different religion. School is the Shia, the home is Sunni, and I love to make a short film because I came from short film, and gave me like the really big gift. And thanks to Alex, to Lucas, to Guillermo, for this great project.
What about you?
Well, I am a great admirer of Guillermo Arriaga, and he called me up out of the blue and said to me, you know, when he grew up in Mexico, there were four subjects that were not allowed on his dining table: God, sex, religion, you know, drugs, and politics. And I thought immediately, this is my man, because it's exactly how I grew up. You know, and I also love the rigor of short films. I do at least 2 a year. And the august company of these directors, I mean, Kusturica is one of my favorite directors in the world. And Hector Babenco is the reason I made Salam Bombay, my first film. And so to have such an extraordinary bunch of people with complete freedom to interpret the absolute core of our times, you know, what is God? Is God exist? You know, what is God for each one of us? Is a question that completely intrigued me. And so I said yes instantly.
Well, for me, it's complex because I make comedies. I always make comedies. So this is, you know, this is a so important issue. It's, you know, it's a subject you feel that is impossible to make a comedy about that. But I tried, because I really tried, because you know, religion, in fact, is on my movies, always is on my movies, you know, in an eccentric way, maybe. But I thought that it was a chance, you know, I have a chance, you know, to make a movie about my you know, my matters with religion and with God, you know. And suddenly I found, you know, a plot. In the beginning was, you know, an experience, Alex Garcia experience. He went, you know, he was inside a, how do you say, inside a cab, you know, and the taxi driver thought that Alex was a priest, because, you know, the jacket, I don't know why, but the jacket or, you know, the shirt was like a priest, you know, like a Catholicism priest. And, well, that's the beginning of the story. You know, a mistake.
Let them pay for
a
the
big
end.
Mistake.
It was real life.
Yeah, it's real life.
Yeah, well, for me, it was the opposite side of them. You know, we were with Guillermo and Alex, sitting all the time thinking which would be the best, you know, directors. Guillermo mainly had, you know, relationship with many of them, so it was easier than to go through agents or, you know, to offices. So most of that with Mama, for example, was a phone call, you know, or Emir Kusturica was a phone call, and it was, Emir actually was the first, right, that we called, and he said yes right away. And then other people that we didn't know, like Mira, for example, it was, but she knew who Guillermo was, so it was also a very easy phone call to make. And it was an absolute, you know, gift for us to count with, you know, these guys.
No, but one day, Guillermo and Lucas called me and said, "We have this idea. We talked about this idea last night. I think it was last night, night before, or something like that. And we want to talk to the world about the forbidden subjects. And I didn't even know what the forbidden subjects were, but they wanted to talk about forbidden subjects. And then Guillermo, at some point, said, I want to tell you my short. Listen to my short, and then you answer. And he explained me his short, which is a very interesting thing. It was a very interesting short. And that brought me into the project. And after that, the idea of working with Alex, with Mira, with Baman, with Guillermo a bit. No, it was a beautiful experience and a beautiful thought to work with so much talent and to be able to talk about a subject that every single person in the world has in their mind, which is religion. Every single person in the world believes in something, even if it's the atheist believes in not believing. So the idea of talking about a subject so huge as religion and get everything done with such a huge talent as the directors, it really sounded as a beautiful project.
Don't start from me.
Well, I'm first of all, I can tell you I'm very proud of the group that make this film, of all the directors. I call them based on my deepest admiration for their work. I think that they are directors that have a vision, that they have an original voice, and that they can ignite an intense and powerful dialogue about these subjects. I want to tell you how proud I am of my producing partners, Lucas and Alex, Lucas Akoskin and Alex Garcia. They were very important for the project. Lucas traveled all around the world to help the directors in their shooting, and that's quite a long trip. He went to Turkey, he went to India, he went to Spain, Australia, Japan, Mexico. So he was in charge of supporting all these directors. And Alex is not only in charge of the financing of this project, but he is a creative force behind it. He was the one who has the idea of bringing a Nobel Prize to order the short. So instead of just hiring an editor, we hired a intellectual and a writer like Vargas Llosa, which we are proud to have on board the project. And we also are very happy to have Peter Gabriel with us. It was great that people that we admire so deeply, they will take our calls, first of all, and second, they will be part of it.
Why do you think it's important to talk about religion now during these days?
I think that religion is a subject that has to bring us together, not to bring us apart. I think that religion is in the mindset of every culture. If you are not a believer, that doesn't mind. It's in the mindset of every culture. And I think that right now it's important to know each other, not to condemn the other. We have to be respectful. I think that we have to stop any killing in the world that has to do with religion matters. I think that you cannot force someone into religion. You have to invite them into your religion.
And it's a collective question, but also for Guillermo. As an audience, it's kind of natural to look for similarities, you know, a similar approach to the way to talk to God, according to religions, but also atheism, of course. And did you expect a sort of certain tropes to, you know, come up in your films, whether it's, you know, completely different between religions, and especially for you, Guillermo, as a curator, were you expecting to see something specific?
What I was expecting to see, it's completely beyond. These directors make a very committed work. I am very proud of all of them, and I was surprised of the depth they give to each of the shorts. We can think, for example, of Hideo Nakata. Used to make horror films. Suddenly he makes this deep reflection about human condition. Or instead of having this crazy humor by Emir Kusturica, or the even crazy humor by Mr. De La Iglesia, we have in a very serious reasoning, a very serious thoughts about it. Alex, for example, made all this deep thinking about guilt, and from the humor we were not expecting, or the humor of Mira also, or the humor of Batman. They have humor, but it's not a humor that it's just funny. It's a humor that wants to say something, and I'm not just surprised. I'm grateful and overwhelmed by it.
I think that our subject is not about the religion. I think we came with the religion, and I believe that each human come to the world with the love religion. It's not, I didn't came to the world like, I didn't come with Islam, I didn't come with the Jewish. The human made it the religion. And I want to make a game, because it was super serious for me, and it was like the dark shadow. It's like the dictator behind the following me, the religion. Do that and don't do that. You have to follow these, don't use these, you have to pray like that. If you want to go to the university, you have to nose pray to the God. This is not the religion. This is not the God meaning. And I want to make a game with the religion forever, because I think the religion is not exist for me. I believe in God in somehow. I can see God a lot of time in my mom, moving, talk to me. Sometimes I saw the God in the flowers, fly the bird, you know. It's everything is different. But we are nothing. We live in the nothing world. We have to laughing with every Surya thing. It's opposite way. How the government look at the religion in Iran, in Kurdistan, in other places in Middle East, I want to look at the opposite. It's a good way. The people have to look at it like this, and everything became better.
And this was the interview for Words with Gods on Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.